This is Lib Breakdown, where we break down every, and by we, I mean me, break down every single LeBron James basketball game, no matter where he plays, no matter what team he's on. We're breaking down LeBron. Hey, that rhymed. I didn't even do that on purpose. Nice one. Might have to recycle that one for future podcasts. All right, so we got a super duper exciting one. I've been excited about this one for a little while. The Heat and the Warriors. Why am I so excited? Well, obviously, it's because the Warriors got a guy named Steph Curry, who could be the most exciting player in the league. He's definitely the most exciting guard in the league to watch. And if you prefer guards, then he's got to be number one, because he does some amazing stuff out there. So always happy to watch a Steph Curry game. And, of course, LeBron in there. Sadly, no D-Wade in this one. But on the Warriors side, also no Andrew Bogut. So the teams are looking a little bit different from what they normally look like. And the Warriors, too, have one of my favorite players that I love to follow, Mr. Andre Iguodala, which I've cried about before several times on the Raptors Abroad podcast, because he should have been a Raptor. Instead, we picked Rafael Araújo. That's right. Of course, you never heard of him. He had 3 years in the league, all with the Raptors, and then that was it. Meanwhile, Iggy Pop is just going off. So anyways, we had this pretty exciting game, or exciting matchup, which has actually turned into a very exciting game. So I'm going to break this one down. First quarter, nothing that exciting to speak of, aside from a LeBron perspective. Heat were playing well. The only thing exciting from LeBron is that he drained a three right at the buzzer, and that gave the Heat an 8-point lead. So they're up 28-20. The second quarter, not a lot of LeBron highlights. The 5:29 mark, he had a beautiful and one. We're driving to the basket, and Harrison Barnes tried one of those intentional fouls where you wrap the guy's arms up and don't let him score, and he still just kind of brushed that off and finished. And Barnes got him hard across both arms, so showing off a little bit of strength there. Then 30-second mark, LeBron, from 30 seconds to the end of the quarter, two beautiful plays. He had one driving layup just to kind of put his head down and bowl his way into the basket and look up and stick his arm and just drop it in easily, almost like there's no one there. And then the last possession of the quarter, about 5 seconds left, driving, little crossover move, goes right to left, and then drops a beautiful bounce pass to Bosch, who flies in for the dunk. And the Heat have an 11-point lead, and the Warriors were struggling big time from the field, and it was looking like this was going to be a pretty easy Heat victory. And you might remember from last breakdown, Steph Curry took it to the Heat last time in Miami and wound up beating them there. So I'm sure Miami, especially right before the All-Star break, they don't want to lose this game, and they would love to get a little payback. So the 11-point lead going into half, looking good. And then third quarter, just the LeBron show, absolutely looking like a killer out there. 11:04 mark, so 56 seconds in, drains a three from the right corner. Then a minute and a half later, from that same right corner, just blows by David Lee, baseline, elevates on one side of the rim, floats the other, and then just hammers it. And it was one of those... usually when players get these dunks, these sort of wraparound dunks where they go from one side of the rim to the other, usually, you know, they got to kind of fling their arm up there and not flush it with authority. LeBron, it looked like he was still going up when he got to the other side of the rim. And he really, really murdered the rim with the finish. So that took a few replays before I kept going on with the rest of the game. Then 30 seconds later, he has a sweet driving layup, a couple of nice dimes in between, and all of a sudden the Heat are up 21, and it looks like this ball game is over. And then at the 6-minute mark is when things started to turn around. It was really bizarre switch. LeBron gets fouled, goes to the line, misses two free throws in a row, and all of a sudden, it's a Warriors run. They can't miss. Harrison Barnes is draining threes. David Lee is hitting. Maurice Spates is hitting. And all of a sudden, they close the gap, and now it's 77-70. They make it within a 7-point game from being down 21. The 220 mark, LeBron with a hard drive to the basket, but he tries a little wraparound pass underneath, turns it over. That leads to Andre Iguodala with a gorgeous coast-to-coast drive where he gets to one end, crosses over, elevates, double pump in the air, a legit double pump where he brings it up once, brings it down, brings it up again, brings it down lower, then flushes it with the monster dunk. And so that was a 26-7 run by the Warriors, you know, after being down 21. And the only thing that kept Miami from being down a bunch in the quarter was Chris Anderson had a couple of big plays. LeBron tried to drive to the basket. He got stripped, but it landed right in Birdman's hands, and he dunked. And another one on the he just missed a shot, and Birdman came in and finished it. And but Steph Curry, not to be outdone, closes the quarter with a three at the buzzer. 36 points in the quarter for the Warriors, and it's only a two-point game going into the fourth, 84-82. So we get to the fourth quarter. Steph Curry, right away, another triple. So that's back-to-back threes for Curry. That gives the Warriors their first lead in a long time, maybe since the first quarter. And then the very next play, he fills the passing lane, deflects the ball to midcourt, picks it up, and goes all the way for a fast break layup. Warriors up three. However, Miami Heat then respond with an 8-0 run. Or sorry, 10-0 run. And they take themselves up 95-87. And looking like Miami, they pushed the lead up to 9, and looking like that was going to be it, and they were gonna close out the game. But then the 4:34 mark, big play. It was a 5-point game, 101-96. LeBron is blocked by Klay Thompson in the paint on the left side, but he gets the ball right back, tries a fading shot from the left baseline, but David Lee gets up to contest, and he misses that one too, and they go back the other way. David Lee hits a couple of free throws, and then the 3:33 mark, David Lee has a layup. It was like, I think he caught an air ball and lays it in. And then LeBron takes it back the other way, and he has a turnover with just a lazy lob pass. Really weird. He just kind of up in the high right post, and he tried to, I don't even know who he was passing to, but he just tried to float one in, easily stolen. Then the 2:40 mark, Warriors bring it to a 1-point game, so it's 101-100. And then the 2:40 mark, LeBron pulls up for three, misses, but Heats get the offensive rebound, and Chalmers drains one from the corner. And since then, we've traded a couple of buckets, and I've actually paused the game at the 2:30 mark. It was 104-100, and David Lee going to the free throw line with 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the ball game. And I'm going to be calling the rest of it as I see it. So live from a Raptors Abroad La Breakdown perspective. All right, Lee makes the first one. Lining it up. And Lee drains the second one as well. 104-102. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Bosch inbounds to Chalmers. Chalmers right block. Swings it into Bosch off his hands. He bats it out to LeBron. Top of the three, straightaway three-point line, drives, gives it to Beasley for three. Just hits the front of the rim. Steph Curry with the rebound. Brings it across half. Right side, working against Chalmers. Bosch with the double team. Finds David Lee at the free throw line. David Lee spinning on Beasley. Beasley with the foul. David Lee going to the free throw line. Good strong take by David Lee, who, by the way, is one of my favorite players. I don't know if I've really talked about David Lee that much, but I'll just mention it while he's shooting these free throws. Back in the day when the internet was when the internet was a baby and there was no YouTube, you'd have to really search for some good clips of some awesome basketball players. And one of the hot highlights was the McDonald's slam dunk competition. Oh, David Lee misses the first free throw. Oh, just as I'm about to big him up. It was the McDonald's high school slam dunk competition. And David Lee and a guy named James Flight White, who used to be actually, they were teammates in Florida on the Gators, and they were also teammates on the Knicks. Lee rolls in the second one. And they had one of the most epic slam dunk competitions I've ever seen, maybe aside from the Vince Carter one and one of the Jordan ones. Okay, LeBron across half court now, 104-103, 1:52 remaining. 12 on the shot clock. Dribble drive. Almost carried, but stopped. Gives it up to Bosch. Bosch tried to drop it down to LeBron, but David Lee steals it. Here's Curry driving in the paint. blocked badly by Chris Bosch. Chris Bosch with a volleyball spike there, making up for his previous turnover. But the Warriors do maintain possession with 16 on the shot clock. Curry to inbounds from the right side underneath the basket. Shane Battier checking in. He had to leave the game earlier. Got a cut over his left eye. Got a few stitches. Hasn't seen much action. All right, here it is. Curry with the ball. Looking for a man. Gives it to Klay Thompson. To David Lee. Back to Curry. 12 on the shot clock. Curry dribbles it out. Tries a pass to David Lee. Almost goes out of bounds, but is saved by Iguodala. Working on Battier now. Almost loses it again. Has to jack one up. And hits! Wow, Andre Iguodala almost lost the ball off the dribble to Battier. Had to hoist up a fading one from about 18, 19 feet, and he drains it. Golden State up 105-104 with 108 remaining. LeBron controlling just across half court. Directing traffic, 4 on the shot clock. LeBron against Klay Thompson. Pull up 3 is good. LeBron James draining a clutch 3. With just under a minute left, Miami up 107-105. LeBron 32 points on 13 of 25 shooting. Steph Curry, pump fake, puts it up and in from about 16 feet. Steph Curry ties up the game at 107. 43 seconds to go. LeBron working on Iguodala now. About 40 feet from the basket, inside the Golden State logo. Gets a screen from Ray Allen. They switch to Klay Thompson now on LeBron. Still dribbling, 5 on the shot clock. Driving to the basket, fouled! Oh, just can't put it in. Went to the left side and off the backboard and a little bit short off the iron, but nearly an end one for LeBron there. Whew! Quite the finish in this ball game. That was a clutch dribble up three. They're just showing the replays. Now LeBron just holding it to the end of the shot clock in both possessions. And coming up with the goods. See if he makes these clutch free throws. He makes the first. 108-107. 25 seconds remaining. What will the Warriors' strategy be? Will they go up for a quick shot? I think they're probably going to have to hold it until there's 5. Oh, and LeBron misses the second. LeBron misses the second free throw. Timeout Golden State. Wow. Okay. This is going to be a difficult decision for the Warriors. Coach Mark Jackson, who was one of the greatest point guards ever to play the game, is going to have an interesting decision to make here on how we're going to play this. Interested to see what play Golden State runs out of this timeout. And LeBron, the MVP, the king, the chosen one, missing a clutch free throw. Lucky that he made the first. All right, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here because they're showing some old Warriors highlights. Exciting stuff here. All right, here it is. Iguodala to inbounds to Curry. Curry picks it up at his own free throw line. Shot clock, game clock, almost identical. Curry working on Chalmers, crossover. Fake the step back to the lane, and one! Steph Curry with a little shake and shimmy to the crowd after and high-fiving his teammates. What a display of basketball there. Just the dribble, the fake, the control, the foul, the finish, the clutchness. And Golden State goes up 109-108 with 14.6 seconds remaining. It was really brilliant. I didn't describe it well enough because I'll tell you, Curry had him on the right wing three-point line. Did a little dribble fake, then it made a hard dribble fake, looked like he was pulling back for a step back three. Then drive by him, just blows past Chalmers again. Chalmers fouls him on the hip, and he puts it in easily off the glass, and just swishes the free throw. 110-108, Miami has the ball with 14 seconds to go. Chalmers bringing it up, left side, 10 seconds left, they give it to LeBron. They faked like they were going to call a timeout, 5 seconds to go. LeBron on Iguodala. 3-2, pull up 3, got it! LeBron James with the game winner with 1/10 of a second to go. The king, absolutely clutch and posing to the crowd, pumping his chest. doing a little dance. What a clutch play. What a game. Oh my, LeBron, 36 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists, one dime off a triple-double, and hits the game winner going into the All-Star break. There's still a tenth of a second to go, but barring a miracle, that is it. Unbelievable. Why the Warriors didn't throw two bodies at him, I don't understand. Incredible, though. He hit a very difficult shot from the left wing, a good 27 feet away. And then does a very strange dance afterwards to the crowd, kind of pumping his chest and kind of raising his knees. But a very difficult follow-away, great contest by Andre Iguodala. Incredible. Incredible. What a shot. What a clutch display by both teams. And Bosch bats away Golden State's last chance, and Miami wins this one in a thriller. What a game. Oh, my God. I'm really pumped up about that and glad I paused that to make the call because that was amazing. And I am going to go and check out the box score now because it is going to be off the charts. So, like I said, LeBron, 14 of 26, 36 points, 9 assists, 13 rebounds. Two turnovers, couple of steals, and then on to Steph Curry. 8 of 14, 29, only 14 shots for Curry. 29 points, 4 of 4 from 3, 9 of 9 free throws. That clutch and one at the end, and it still was not enough. You know, LeBron making up for missing that free throw at the end. Wow. Wow. What a ball game. I'm not even going to break down the scale. That's a 10. That's the first 10 I'm going to give LeBron, but that's a 10. I don't care what happens. I mean, you hit a fadeaway three at the end to win it. That's a Dixie Cup for LeBron. Woo! What a game. So Miami goes into the All-Star break at 37-14, and the Warriors fall to 31-22. That would have been a big win for them as well, because in the Western Conference, 31-22 doesn't really guarantee you anything. Oh, geez, incredible. I did not expect that when I paused the game to call it. Wow, great game for LeBron, and that's it for this LeBreakdown. So it'll be a little while till I see you again because we got the All-Star break. So hopefully there'll be something to talk about after that one. You know, a little slam dunk competition, little All-Star MVP action. We'll see what happens there. It'll be a nice little duel. But great game from two All-Stars there in LeBron and Steph Curry. And LeBron adding to that legacy. That's another one for the post-career DVD. All right, that's it for this little breakdown. An exciting one. Peace, y'all.